idea was this.
Why are you upset?
That's why we
This woman took a video. They're out to dinner. They're out to eat for their oldest daughter's birthday, and she looks like she's probably 13 or 14 years old, and she got an iPhone for her birthday. The two younger kids, who maybe are what? You would watch the video. You would say like 6, 7?
Yeah, so I would say that. Anything between 6 and 8, probably.
Yeah. They start freaking out, crying, because they're so upset that they didn't get an iPhone. And it was different, I think, growing up for me, that there was such a difference between things you were into at 6 than what you were into at 14 years old. That was a big age difference. But also, your interests were so separate between those two ages. But now, everything's just pretty much technology-based. It's not weird to see a 7-year-old with a phone.
Oh, no, not at all. And I remember back when Maisie was cheerleading, and she was riding up. She was cheerleading in Middletown. And they ran this bus for a while. Yeah. So they pick them up in Milford and then take them up. And, you know, we toyed with the idea about getting her a phone and stuff just so we could keep a little bit of a tab on her. Kind of make
in
sure
case something happens. Yeah.
And she was, what, 9, 10 then? So it was kind of like, yeah, okay. But then it was kind of, is she too young to have one of these things or not? But now, you know, you see kids being pushed around in strollers, sitting there with a phone in their hands, playing games and stuff. It's just
you only have obviously one kid. I don't have any. But I wonder, is it hard now to keep things? As a parent, do you try to keep everything equal? So if you have more than one kid, if one kid gets a phone, do they all get a phone, or do you still try to keep it based on what you deem appropriate for their age?
See, I know that if that was me, and say that my sister was older than I was, and I sat there whining and crying like that, my mum would round the back of the head. It's not for you. You're too young. Done.
I know my grandma always tried. My mom was never, like, if it was my brother's birthday, I didn't get a gift because it wasn't my birthday. But my grandma might feel like she always would give us a, even if it wasn't, if we were there for one of the kids' birthdays, one of the cousins or whatever, everybody else got a little cheap, like, dollar store
little
gift,
something, yeah.
But you still got something, so you didn't feel bad that you didn't get a gift while this kid was.
I wonder if that's all part of that, starting with that kind of, it might not, but they say that this generations are coming through, I've got this whole entitlement thing that they're, you know, they should have everything that everyone else has got, and they're entitled to this and entitled to that. I wonder if that's kind of like a little bit at the start of that, but I know if that was me, my mother would have just shot me down in flames straight away.
424-1234. When it comes to your kids, is it separate but equal?
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
This is Kathy.
Hey, Kathy.
Kathy, how many kids do you have?
I have actually 3. I'm a 19-year-old, 11-year-old, and a 9-year-old, all boys.
So you have a pretty big age range. When it comes to your kids, say presents or something, do you try to keep everything equal? So if one kid got a phone, they all got a phone, or is it based off of their age and what you deem appropriate?
Off of the age, everything's equal. Like Christmas time, presents are equal, money's equal, but it just depends on the age group. My son just turned 9. He knows when he turns 10, he can get a phone. That's the agreement we made with my 11-year-old. When he turned 10, he got a phone. Unfortunately, we stretched it out 7 months, but he has a phone, so when he goes home from school, he can call or if anything's a problem. But he understands when he's 10, he can get a phone. Nothing great, but he knows he can get something.
Because he knows that, hey, listen, I'm 9 now. When I'm 10, I'll get a phone. Does he complain ever?
No, not at all. He is just a kid. He gets more excited. Like, I can't wait. You know what?
Double digits, and I get a phone. All right, Kathy, thanks for calling in this morning.
Thank you.
Hi, Eagle 97.7.
Hey, Patch. I just wanted to weigh in on the cell phone thing with the kids.
How many kids do you have?
I have 2 kids. I have an 11-year-old and a 15-year-old.
Do both of them have phones?
No, just my 15-year-old. I think that they need to be used more as a tool than a toy, and they tend to use them more as a toy. So my 11-year-old doesn't go anywhere on his own, excuse me, and doesn't really need the tool. So I told him when he starts going places, sports or whatever, he needs to call me. Since there's no payphones anymore, he'll get one.
Does your younger one, does he complain ever about it, or does he know that it's eventually will come to him and it's not a problem?
No, absolutely. He complains. My 15-year-old actually just got a new one. He upgraded from a basic to a smartphone yesterday, and my 11-year-old was freaking out.
He's like, oh, what's your name?
Michelle.
Michelle, thanks so much for checking in this morning.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.